Oh, thank you, King. Oh, what a foundation He is and a foundation we need. In this world, Jesus warned us that the number one thing that's going to come against us as God's people is deception. Deception, especially through all the way to the end. And by the end, the deception is so, so heavy and severe. It's going to be hard to navigate to know truth from falsehood. Deception is what brought humanity into sin in the first place when Satan deceived Eve. Deception has been his tool forever and ever, and it's just going to get so thick, you need a solid foundation of truth to stand upon. If we're going to navigate the deception of the last days, to understand what's truly happening, we're going to need that foundation of who Jesus Christ is. What He taught, you must embrace that and know that. Because we are Team Jesus. That is what we are called to be. We are called to live in this life for Him, to be salt and light, preparing this church to make a difference as the days get darker, the days get more filled with deception, that people can find the truth and find the way out. That's what we're trying to prepare for. That's why we want to be Team Jesus. And why do I talk all this end time stuff? Well, that's because the Bible tells us that there's an end time coming. And it gives us signs to know that we're going to be near that time. And what we have been looking at as we go through 2 Peter chapter 3 is that we are very close to those times. We are going to be in the same passage we've been in for the last 4 or 5 weeks. With the title, Are We Really in the Last Days, Part 5. There's a couple more parts after this, but today, Part 5, it's going to be showing some of the greatest deception that's ever going to take place. And it's already begun. And millions will be deceived by what we are going to talk about today. We're going to talk a conspiracy theory. How many of you guys like conspiracy theories? Oh yeah, there's always some. Love those conspiracy theories. And what we're going to talk about today has always been classified as a conspiracy theory. But is it really a conspiracy theory, or has it become reality? We will see that today. So, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, Peter writes, Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds, by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets of the Old Testament, of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior of the New Testament, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days. So we've been talking about these last days, because they were already referring to the time period they were living in 2,000 years ago as the last days. So how long are the last days going to last? That's been the whole discussion. Where are we in the last days timeline? Go next slide, Levi. So, what we've understood from the Old Testament prophets and the apostles, the last days started with the first coming of Jesus Christ. They will end when the tribulation period begins, the last 7 years. But where are we on that timeline? That's what we've been trying to figure out, and we've been showing that the Bible does give us clues, it gives us signs, it gives us things to look for to show us where we are. Are we getting close to the end? So far, we have seen this. The next slide, Levi, there you go. Is nation of Israel, 1948, Israel had to be back in the land. She didn't exist for almost 1900 years, but now she does. End times can now take place. Jerusalem will need to be under the control of the Jews. It became their capital in 2017. There's got to be a third temple. They are ready to build the temple. We talked about that one. And then last week we looked at the Ezekiel Magog and Magog war, Ezekiel 38. Now all the pieces are there. We're just waiting to see this invasion. All these are signs that will happen near the end. end of the days, right before the end. What we're seeing is that these have been happening. These are happening. But today we're going to talk about a conspiracy. Revelation 17, verse 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast, the Antichrist. They are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. The Bible talks, and I could have used many verses here, but the Bible talks about a one world government in the end. People have always said, well, that's conspiracy. That's just, people crazy. There'll never be a one world government. Well, actually, the Bible tells of two one world governments. One is by the Prince of Peace. When he returns, the government will be upon his shoulder, and his government will last forever. But before that government is in place, the Antichrist, Satan himself, will try to put in his government. A one-world government that'll try to stop the one-world government that Jesus will institute upon His return. And this is that government here in Revelation 17. A government that's under 10 regional leaders, referred to as kings here, but more regional leaders that work with the beast. And the Antichrist will come up through this system and eventually take over all. They are of one mind. All the people are focused on the same goal in this one world government. So again, the idea of a one world government has always been considered a conspiracy. But humanity has always strived for it, if you really look at human history. Psalms 2 also tells us about this one world government. Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together, same mind, against the Lord and His anointed, Jesus Christ, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Here's the heart of humanity. Wanting to rule themselves, casting God away. God's not in the picture. A completely secular existence, no God. No heaven, no hell. Just humanity ruling itself, believing they can produce a perfect utopia on earth. This thought started all the way back at the Tower of Babel, which didn't work out too well. But that thought has always remained with humanity. On personal levels, we don't want God telling us what to do. And in corporate ways, we don't want God telling us what to do. The thought of replacing God with humanity, humanity existing in and of itself, has been the heart of mankind. Not just leaders either. How many of you guys remember the song by John Lennon, Imagine? Show of hands, how many of you like that song? Yeah, okay. Imagine. Got a nice little tune to it, right? Let me show you that song here. First verse. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. What is this verse talking about? No heaven, no hell. Nothing above us but sky. He's calling that, hey, no God. That's exactly what he's wanting here. An existence with no God where we're just living for today. We don't worry about tomorrow. We don't worry about any judgment. We're just going to live today. No heaven, no hell. The Bible's not correct. Next one. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. No countries, no borders. What is that? Globalism. Globalism. Next slide. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. One, just like the Tower of Babel, they wanted to remain one language, one people. Same idea. Here's the next one. It's really good. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. No possessions. You'll own nothing. Remember that, because you're going to hear that again here in a few minutes. No possessions. You'll own nothing. Sharing all the world. This is worldwide socialism. You'll hear that again today. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Dreamer, exactly what you'd have to be to think sinful humanity can bring about a peaceful utopia on the earth. There's only one way there's going to be peace on the earth, and it's going to happen one day. And it's going to be amazing. But the only one that can do it is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, not man. But the Bible warns us that humanity will continue to believe they can cast off God and they can create a self-governing utopia upon the earth. Some churches are even on board saying we must bring heaven-like conditions to earth. Their efforts are in full force. They believe they can create a worldwide government that will create this utopia. What the Bible has long predicted to come true in the very end. An attempt by man to create a worldwide government that will become under the control of the Antichrist. What many have always called a conspiracy theory. But it's a conspiracy theory that we're watching develop right before our eyes. Listen to this.
The pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
It is called the Great Reset. Why are they so suspicious of institutions?
But as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Joe Biden calls it Build Back Better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
My plan to build back better.
This is an organization that profits from famine and disease, known as the World Economic Forum.
With everything falling apart, we can reshape the world in ways we couldn't before. Ways that better address so many of the challenges we face. And that's why so many are calling for a great reset.
This organization pushes fear and tragedies to further its own agenda.
We know now that the next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner.
One that will dictate what you own, what you eat, what you think, under the guise a sustainable future.
With climate change set to dwarf the damage caused by the pandemic, the message from 2020 should be abundantly clear.
Capitalism, as we know it, is dead.
Okay. Performing a conspiracy. But this conspiracy has even made our national news. Next video, Levi.
Believe it when I tell you, these people don't care about any of us. They're just a bunch of globalists hanging out and coming up with too many bad ideas. Rand Paul, Kentucky senator, and he joins me now. Should the American people be scared when the richest people in the entire world get together at a swanky conference and hatch these crazy ideas about how to make our lives better?
Well, you know, if they really cared, they could have ridden with me. I was on a plane this morning. I was A category on Southwest Airlines, and, you know, hey, that's something. Wasn't a private jet, but they could have saved. When you're on a private jet, they're spending five times as much of a carbon footprint. So if they really cared about that, they could ride on commercial airlines, but they aren't. They're elitist. But the other real danger here that's even more danger than all their phony caring about carbon footprint, the real danger is this. Look how bad your government is in a country where you get to vote for these people. This would be a government, a world government, where you don't get to vote on anybody. This is everybody's worst nightmare. The bureaucracy that we have trouble in our United States because we don't get to vote on them, we vote indirectly. Can you imagine the one world bureaucracy of all these elitists and their private jets that would rule our country and we wouldn't get to vote? So I'm dead set against this. And they used to call people who talked about one world government, they used to say, oh, it's a conspiracy. We would always say, no, it's in their mission statement. They say it at every meeting. That's what they're for. But lack of sovereignty means lack of freedom, and it means lack of responsiveness, and it's completely antithetical to everything our country stands for.
All right, so you got a U.S. senator on national news talking about this. It's not a conspiracy. This is what the elites want to do. They want to bring a one-world government. Now, the World Economic Forum, part of the United Nations complex and set up, the World Economic Forum is the one pushing this. Go to the very next one, Levi. Go ahead and play it.
Here's a video of your future. If some people at the World Economic Forum get their way, they say you'll own nothing and be happy about it. Energy will be green, rationed, and expensive. And travel will be restricted. Even your diet will be controlled. And currency will be digital. This left-wing dystopian dream is called the Great Reset. And you're supposed to be excited about it.
The Great Reset has been labeled a conspiracy theory, and even sounds like a conspiracy theory. But everything we know about it comes from the global elites themselves, who have been quite open about it.
This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a well-documented movement among many of the world's most powerful people.
Justin Haskins is a leading authority on the Great Reset.
Fundamentally, this is a radical and complete transformation of everything that we do in our society to control people's behaviors, to control businesses, and to move society in the direction that you want to move it. It will change the way businesses are evaluated. It'll coerce businesses to pursue left-wing causes.
The Great Reset was unveiled at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where many of the world's most powerful people go to offer solutions to the world's problems. And the World Economic Forum sees the coronavirus pandemic as a historic opportunity to change the way the world operates.
Right now we're facing a crisis of international proportion. It's going to have long-term impact for us.
Their solution is essentially global socialism. Think of the Green New Deal combined with the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions and throw in something called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, in which technology is supposed to radically change the way we live and work. Klaus Schwab is the founder of the World Economic Forum.
What the Fourth Industrial Revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
It has the support not only of world leaders, but of global corporations like MasterCard and BP, brought to you by people who think they know what's best for you.
By giving, you know, the elites, the technocrats in society, the most educated people, the ability to manipulate society, pull the levers in society, and manage and manipulate society so that it's, in their minds, perfect.
English journalist and author James Dellingpole.
You'd be amazed by how many world leaders are on board with this globalist plan, even people that claim to be conservative. This is worse than Nazism. This is worse than communism. This is worse than fascism. These guys are planning on taking over the whole world.
Okay. Worse than Nazism, communism. This Great Reset is tied to the motto, Build Back Better. Now, when they say there's a ton of world leaders, politicians of all different kinds, conservative, liberal, both sides of the aisles, all over the world, movie actors, athletes, professionals, companies. There are a ton of people on board with this. Now, it's called Building Back Better. That's a little key phrase to show you who's on board with this great reset, this new world government. And our president today is completely on board with this. Next one.
We can do this. We can build back better. And I'm looking forward to getting started as soon as we can.
The pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change. Building Back Better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs.
All right. So you heard not only in that one, but the other clip, all the ones talking about building back better. Build back better. That's the Prime Minister of Canada. And you notice what he said. He said pre-pandemic efforts. What does that mean? It means since 1992, there has been an organization under the WEF that has been training young global leaders about the reset, about globalism, about a one-world government. They have been training people and putting them out into the world, into companies, into governments to bring this agenda about. The pre-pandemic efforts. Just COVID gave them an opportunity to accelerate many of their ideas. There's movie stars involved, there's pro athletes, business leaders, tech leaders. They've all gone to what is called the World Economic Forum Training on Globalism, Global Leadership Fellows. Go to the next slide. All right, this is the World Economic Forum. You can go there. You can check this out for yourself. This is an initiative to train people, and they'll tell you what they're doing. They're not hiding their agenda whatsoever. Next slide, Levi. World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders Revealed. There you got Bill Gates, you got the Canadian Trudeau, and you got the singer, what's his name? Bono. What, right? Yeah, whatever. So, they're using everybody they can to bring this influence and help people get on board with this. Go to the next slide, Levi. You can go to this website right there. It's called younggloballeaders.org. And you can go and you can see all their members. And you can see, and they list what countries they're on. They list their occupation in that country, government, whatever it may be. This is not just liberals. This is not just Democrats. There's Republicans in this list. There are conservatives, so-called conservatives. Even Trump officials. Ivanka Trump graduated from this World Economic Forum. Our esteemed governor in the state of California has. They are all working for what they call the 2030 Agenda. The new government in operation by 2030. The reset to have taken place, the change, the government, the utopia in place by 2030. And like I said, our president is completely on board. Next slide. Here he is. This is all in back in 2013. Remember, they started this back in 1992. And then the idea has gone back even further. But talking about a new world order. And that's exactly what he wants to do. Biden's New World Order and the United Nations Agenda 2030. One world government. Let me show you a video that the World Economic Forum put out in 2020. And I showed it to you 2 years ago. Okay, there it is. So that's what they put out 2 years ago, 2020, to say we need to accomplish these 8 things to bring about this reset, this Agenda 2030, One World Government. Let's see how well they've done in the last 2 years. Next slide, Levi. It says you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Like John Lennon said. What did he say? No possessions? You see, it's the same thought, the same mind. And it's decades apart because Satan is the one behind this. It's the same mind that John Lennon had, no possessions. Here, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You'll own no possessions. Why? Because the government's going to own everything. Why? So they can control you. That's what they want. That's what Satan wants. Whatever you want, you'll rent. That means someone else owns it. Government. Oh, you won't have to worry about anything. You just live life and you'll be happy. As John Lennon said, you'll just live for today. Woohoo! Okay. Next slide, Levi. The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. Just a handful of countries will dominate. Gene, that just sounds like, you know, the handful of countries, maybe regions, maybe 10? Maybe? But the U.S. won't be a world superpower. How has the country done in the last 2 years in our superpower status? Oh, we're going down quick, are we not? Yeah. Again, this 2030 agenda is not about the Antichrist. These people are not trying to bring the Antichrist. They're really trying to bring this utopia. They've bought into the lie from Satan, just as Eve was deceived. They've brought in, and they think they can create this utopia, but Satan's going to use it to bring his man upon the scene and take over. But this is what they're trying to do. Here's what the United Nations has already done. Next slide. It's already divided the world into, what? 10 regions. The Agenda 2030 has been in the works, or at least the idea of it, for a long time, folks. They want to get rid of national sovereignty. Oh, what did John Lennon say? No countries? We're just going to be global citizens. Everything under world government. You know, even the rioters back in 2020 and up till recently, the BLM rioters, the anti-fascists, you know, it's such a dumb name because they're the fascists. But do you know what they've been screaming at some of them? It's been recorded. Here's what they scream. No borders, no nations. Why? Because the enemy that stands against Jesus Christ is trying to align the world to be as one, to join us as one, as John Lennon said, to stand against Christ. Do you really want to join that cause? Let's continue. Next slide, Levi, there you go. You won't die waiting for an organ donor. We won't transplant organs, we'll print new ones. They throw this in here showing that, man, we are getting so awesome with technology, we're almost like God-like status. We will keep you alive. Trust us. We're the government. We're God-like. We'll just create what we need. We don't need God. And they're going to create the biological and the digital together. They're going to enhance us. We're going to become like superhumans. Because we're going to have enhancements, biological, digital enhancements. Here's another one. You'll eat much less meat. How much is meat nowadays? Hey, let me just ask you a question. Have you guys been eating less meat recently? How much more are you paying for it then? Uh-huh. Yeah. So, what's happened here in the last couple years? You know, this last few months ago, they slaughtered millions of turkeys and chickens because they said they were infected. That didn't really make the news, but they did. All of a sudden, we had a bunch of cows drop dead. A lot of things like this are happening where their meat is getting more expensive. A lot of people are going to not be able to afford it much longer. Why would they want you to eat less meat? Again, they want to control everything you do. This is crazy. But you know what? The Bible told us this was going to happen. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, biblical for the end, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. This is talking about believers, or so-called believers in the church. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from food. Some of your translation says meat. Well, how do you know it's supposed to be meat? Well, keep reading. Which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and now and know the truth. For every creature of God is good. And nothing is to be refused. Meat. Eating creatures. So even the church is going to get on board with this agenda. It already has in many ways. I'll be showing that in a couple weeks. But here, meat. They're going to say, no, you don't need to eat. You shouldn't eat meat. All right? Well, that's what this is in this video. So they're already doing that. Let's go back to the next slide, Levi. 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change. We'll have to do a better job at welcoming and integrating refugees. Do you know that the United Nations is behind all the mass immigration in the world? Do you realize that? These little caravans aren't doing it on their own. Not coming up from Central and South America. Not the ones coming out of Africa or Syria, the Middle East. They are being promoted and paid for by the United Nations. Next slide, Levi. UN chief unveils plan to promote global mass migration. This was back in 2018. Really great information where they are pumping millions of our tax dollars that is paid to the United Nations to support these mass migration movements. Next slide. UN pushes to criminalize opposition to mass migration. You try to resist, you try to stop it. Next slide, Levi. The UN pushes the mantra that sustainable development is only possible in a multicultural society, which guarantees the elimination of the nation state. No nations, no borders. However, immigration is only pushed towards first world countries like Europe and the United States. Because those are the Western world is where freedom really has taken root, where people want their freedom. Other areas, they've never really had it. So they have to change the makeup of the West to get the West to fall in line with the globalism. We've seen that mass migration coming to the United States. Next slide. There will be global price on carbon. This will help make fossil fuels history. Now, let me be honest with you. We're going to go over a few minutes. But, I just looked at the clock. Oh, man, I'm already out of time. We're going to go over a few minutes. If you need to leave, I understand that. But here's what I want to be honest with you about. The gas prices, inflation, they were already on the rise before Russia invaded Ukraine. You do realize that, right? It has nothing to do with Ukraine. It has everything to do with the policies of the elitists and the globalists who are now in power, and they want you to be under their control. And having a gas-powered vehicle gives you way too much freedom. So they're going to make sure you're hurting. You have to hurt to maintain one. Hurt your pocketbook, your wallet. They said if they want to bring this new world in order in, they have to get rid of fossil fuels. President Biden's completely on board with this. I want you to listen very closely to the next video.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate. Okay?
What does he guarantee her on the campaign trail? We are going to end fossil fuel. This is all done. You know, he might be losing it somewhat, but I think he still knows what he wants to do. And if there's other people working behind the scenes, running the government, whatever, they're on board with this. They're going to get rid of gas and oil. And we're going to be dependent on insufficient energy sources like wind, solar, batteries, electric. Oh, this has all been planned. They're doing it. They put this out 2 years ago, and they're doing it. And they're accomplishing it in many ways. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is what they said they must do to get the new world order in place by 2030. Let's just keep going real quick. They said this, you could be preparing to go to Mars. Wow. Scientists will have worked out how to keep you healthy in space. The start of journey to find alien life. Why'd they throw this in here? Well, they just said you're not going to own anything. Basically, they're going to take everything away from you. You're not going to have a car to go anywhere. You're not even going to get meat anymore. You better enjoy the meat tomorrow at 4th of July. Next 4th of July, maybe vegan burgers. So they throw this in here as a distraction. Wow. You mean like Star Trek? Yeah, that's what I call Star Trek deception. If you know anything about Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek, he was an atheist. He hated God. He hated Christianity. So he creates this wonderful story of life based on evolution, man evolving to a certain point, overcoming all the evils of the world on their own. They get rid of disease and poverty and war all by themselves. And then they come together as one and create a one-world government, United Nation types. And then it gets even bigger, United Federation of Planets, where we're all one. And then we're exploring the universe and bettering ourselves. Sounds great. That's what they want to do. People are all on board. Wow. Maybe we can be flying through the stars one day like Star Trek. It's a shiny little object to distract the masses. A utopian dream of a really cool future, but it's only a pipe dream. Last thing, Western values will have to be tested to the breaking point. For this one world government, what the West believes must be broken. Freedom. National sovereignty. They're doing an excellent job if you listen to a lot of the young people today who think our country is the worst country in the world. And maybe your few kids don't, but I'm telling you, there's a lot out there that have believed that this country is so racist and so just terrible that people today are ready for the Constitution to be destroyed. Their own rights, they're ready to give up to have this utopia to be taken care of. They're ready to throw the republic out the door for democracy. So wait a minute, we're a democracy. Are we? No, we are not. Democracy in its purest form is not good. We are a constitutional republic, but you barely ever hear us refer to that anymore. We're a democracy, or we're a democracy. You always hear the government officials, oh, we're defending democracy. Democracy is not great. It can be very damaging, destructive. What do I mean by that? Go to the next slide, Levi. Democracy, the philosophy of a democracy only. All eligible citizens get equal say in decisions. Well, that sounds good. But look at the definition. Rule by ultimate omnipotent power, majority, in a democracy. An individual, you yourself, or any group of individuals composing any minority have no protection against the unlimited power of the majority. This is a case of majority over man. So what the majority wants, they get. And it doesn't matter if it crushes you, destroys you, hurts you. It doesn't matter. See, that's a democracy. But see, we have a republic. All eligible citizens get equal say in decisions with protections in place to protect you. Protections, rights from God that no one can take. A republic is similar to a representative democracy, except it is a written constitution of basic rights that protect the minority. They want to take rights away today. They want to dismantle the Constitution. All in the name of democracy. Western values have to change. Let me show you another clip. Go.
Well, I think the West was a construction, almost a fiction, no, in the sense that the West has been always a group of countries led clearly by the United States. And when the United States failed to lead, the West faded away as an actor to deter or to roll back aggression. And we have seen that lately, unfortunately, in Ukraine. So we need to come back to some extent to the basics of what the West values were, to some extent to the basics of what the West values were, to some extent, to the basics of what the West values were.
I have repeated that last part a couple times, so you can understand, because you got an accent, what the West values were. People on the global scene are already saying, wait, the West is already gone. We've already undermined their values. We need to get back to that, they're saying. To get back to it means we're already past them. So the World Economic Forum has already been pushing and chipping away and undermining Western values, and they've been doing it for a long time. How about hard work? Is hard work taught in our country now? No, not really. Family. Strong families, right? No, they've been working on that destruction of the family, redefining it. Faith. Is faith good? No! I believe in science. That's what they want. Traditional marriage? No. Gender, that's been crazy, isn't it? For all of humanity, there's been two genders, and now it's crazy. Western values are being undermined, changed. Children, are they to be appreciated? Treasured? No. They're a burden. Abortion used to be, they say, rare, safe but rare. And now they're proud. They're screaming that they get to kill their children. And if you don't kill the children, let's sexualize the children. Let's confuse their genders. Justice? American justice? Oh, no justice at all anymore. Destruction of the U.S. Constitution. Destruction of personal freedoms. Freedom of speech. Freedom of religion. People now get banned for saying whatever they feel if it's not on the right side of the argument. We get banned in America. You know, on YouTube, I've been warned. You go to my profile on YouTube and it says, warning. I'm on probation right now. And if I say one more thing they don't like, they're going to ban me. Might happen today. Eight predictions for the world in 2030. They're already coming true. Next slide, Levi. They're already happening, folks. The Agenda 2030, and I'm almost done, I promise. The Agenda 2030, the great reset they're talking about to bring this new world order in, these eight things they must do so this can happen by 2030. What they're calling the great reset, the build back better, sounds awfully familiar to what the Bible says will be called a one world government in the tribulation period. So there are pastors, ones I greatly respect, and I'm probably pretty on board with them with this thought. Everything that they're wanting to do in this great reset is what the Antichrist wants to do and does. Is what they're calling the World Economic Forum is the great reset, the agenda to 2030, build back better. Is that what the Bible has always told us was warned us was going to happen? Is that what God saw and said, hey, write this down, John? But he didn't use the words build back better or agenda 2030. Are they one and the same? Is the tribulation period this reset? Sounds like it. So, if they want it in place and accomplished by 2030, and what they're doing is what the Bible refers to as the tribulation period, 2030, 7-year tribulation, that means 2023, we're in 2022. Could that mean we're in the year before all this starts taking place? So what some think, only time is going to tell. Will it be successful, this 2030, this great reset? Many have tried to bring a one-world government in the past, man ruling himself, and they failed. Will this be the one that comes closest, but it'll eventually fail in the end? But it's gonna happen. We're not gonna stop this. We are to resist it by sharing the truth with people, but it doesn't mean we can stop it. What God says is gonna happen, a one-world government under 10 kings, and then the Antichrist comes up through it, takes control of all things. Is that gonna happen? Yes. Can we stop it? No. But we are to resist it as long as we're here. Is that what's happening? All these are look like they're pointing to what the Bible has always warned us about. A global kingdom. No superpower nations. All things run by a handful of nations or a handful of people under a one world government. The Bible has predicted this for thousands of years, and now it is on our national news. That's what the globalists are calling for. And what they say they have to implement to make it happen is happening. How close are we, folks? Look at the timeline. There's another mark. Everything the Bible says will happen before the tribulation period, we see it happening, or it's already happened. And this global government is what we see in the tribulation period. But it's already in place when that happens and they're taking control. What we're seeing now is it forming. So how close are we? How much time do we have left to be salt and light? Romans 13, and do this knowing the time. It's high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. And that's the hope. Verse 14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Time, it's time, folks, for us to live for Jesus Christ, to live for the commission of the church. This is coming. It's not to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because tell me, I promise you, I'm going to get to some amazing things about the millennial reign, about the rapture of the church. Oh, they're going to be, oh, you're going to be like, wow. I want Jesus to come back right now. But before he comes back, these things must take place. Are we warning people? Or are we too caught up in the cares of this life? And that day will come upon us like a thief in the night. Oh, don't let it be. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I hope I painted a clear picture. I'm not trying to be, what's the word? Sensational. Just showing what's happening, what people are saying, what people are believing, what people are working for. The enemy is on the move. We just showed, everything shows the enemy is bringing his plan. And what are we as God's people doing? As your people, Lord, what are we doing? Yes, we're to see it. But we're not just supposed to be sitting here watching it happen and hiding out in church or hiding out at our homes. We are to be warning people. We are to be on the wall as watchmen and watchwomen, telling the people what's coming, warning them. And if we do, Lord, and they don't listen, the blood is on their own hands. But if we do not warn people, and then these end times come upon them, the blood is on our hands. Lord, let it not be. Let not one person in here have blood on their hands when they stand before you. And we will stand before you one day as your church, as your people. And we will give an account as good stewards are called to do. Lord, let there be no blood on our hands. Let us warn people of what is happening, what is coming. It is no longer conspiracy theory. It is exactly what is taking place. Lord, we're celebrating our independence tomorrow for our nation. Many have totally forgotten what the day is all about. They don't appreciate it anymore. And Lord, I don't even like what my country has become. I'm still a patriot. I love what it stands for, supposed to stand for, but I don't even like what it's become. But Lord, help us understand that true independence, true freedom, is only found in you. It's only found in Jesus Christ. It's not found in the U.S. Constitution. It's not found in any government. It's only found in you and being born again and freed from sin. So Lord, I ask you to help us as your people to celebrate the independence and the freedom you've given us and share that with as many people as we can. We pray this in your name. Amen. We're going to go ahead and close here because I've gone way over. I'm sorry. But, there it is. More to come. More still. There's still more happening. Come back for the next couple Sundays and you'll hear. But trust in God, folks. Trust in God. He's already told us. He told us this not to scare us, but to prepare us. God is in complete control. We walk and trust Him each day. Gates of hell will not overcome the church. We don't have to worry about what man is trying to do. We just need to obey our Lord and Savior. Let's go be Team Jesus. Let's go show the world who he is, what he's done. Tomorrow, if neighborhood people join us tomorrow around here, let's engage them, let's talk to them, let's walk with them. Let's go play our best this week. Count of three, let's break out of here. One, two, three, break. Let's go.